Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith responds to the changes made to a property tax relief bill and what's impacting sales of new farm equipment. I'm CJ Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, property tax reform has been among the top priorities of Governor Mike Braun and many of your state lawmakers. However, Senate Bill 1, which would cut property taxes for Indiana's home and landowners, has been amended by state senators in the Tax and Fiscal Policy Committee. Republicans on that committee agreed to gut large portions of Braun's proposal, including an annual 3% cap on the growth of property tax bills. Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith told Hoosier Ag Today that those amendments to Senate Bill 1 do not provide a sufficient amount of property tax relief for Hoosiers.
What Governor Braun and myself are doing, we got sent here with a mandate to fight for tax relief, specifically property tax relief was the thing we heard more than anything else on the campaign trail for the last year and a half. And that to me is priority one. So we've got to go in and say, listen, our farmers can't continue to have this 26.4% increase of year-to-year property taxes like Farm Bureau just did on their study and showed that. I mean, they can't sustain it. Small farms can't sustain that for very long. So we've got to move now, and now's the time with President Trump doing what he's doing, with, you know, Mike Braun's doing what he's doing, and I think the legislators need to get on board with that as well.
Beckwith says that many local leaders who are complaining about Braun's property tax relief plan are likely the ones who have not been good stewards of taxpayer funds.
I also think there's a mindset problem. The small communities, the first thing you'll hear them say, especially these mayors and, you know, council members, they'll come down here, they'll say, how are we going to replace the revenue if you cut property taxes? And I always say that's the wrong question to be asking. You need to first start by saying, what can we do as a municipality to make sure that we are cutting all the fat away? And then let's talk about what you need at that point. They just want to kind of keep living high on the hog, and everyone's saying, oh no, we've grown government. We've created government jobs. We've built more bureaucracy. Now we got to keep paying for it, or we got to cut it. And those are the only two options, either tax more or cut it. And Governor Braun and myself, we are not okay with taxing more. So it has to be cuts.
You can hear Lieutenant Governor Beckwith's full conversation with Hoosier Ag Today's Eric Pfeiffer as part of the latest episode of the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast. You can check it out at HoosierAgToday.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts.